You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah! Sorry, Emily. You knew it was coming. Hopefully,
it doesn't sound like you guys are sorry at all.
Well, I'm sorry for you. I'm actually rather thrilled for what happened. I don't like that it hurt your feelings, but it was tremendous content, and I have about, I'd say, 2.5 hours before I can stop pretending that my team has a chance.
What the hell? How were the last 2.5 minutes of College of Charleston versus San Diego State not aired to open up the show? It was so exciting. There was free throws missed, yeah. 1 of 2 made, double bonus, 38 minutes to close out the game. How did Morales not put San Diego State, weave that in there, that final unbelievable couple of minutes?
Dropped opportunity by Chris, for sure. You and I were talking before we came on the air. I did not listen to the end of the San Diego State-Charleston game on my way home yesterday. They won by 6. You said it was a classic San Diego State, missed free throws, couldn't score, tried not to lose. But, hey, they're through.
They won. Hey, honestly, what you just said right there, you moved on.
They're through. They're through to the next round.
Yeah, if K.A. Clark had held on to that ball and gotten fouled, I would be on cloud 9 today. But obviously, that's not how it went.
No, it's not. And I'm still waiting for an explanation. What's the kid's name that threw the pass?
K.A. Clark.
K.A. Clark?
Yes.
What are we doing?
The only thing, and I watched
what
it.
What are we doing?
You cannot have watched college basketball yesterday without seeing that highlight 94 times.
Baylor UCSB coming up in 28 minutes.
Which network are they putting it on?
TNT.
Okay, TNT.
Yeah, see, they're getting a good one. They get the good ones. It's the Gauchos. They know that the Gaucho Athletic audience
must really like Baylor.
It's nationwide and a mile deep.
Sure.
there's nothing but UC Santa Barbara fans across the country.
You know what's the worst part about that play? The play that ended the game. I know I'm the one bringing it up the most, but it's on my mind. So, K.A. Clark was on the same team that won the national championship in 2019. He was a young player. He was a freshman that year, and then he had an extra
year. Did he play on that team?
He played on that team. He played
his
a lot of
year.
Minutes on that team.
Okay.
Yeah, he had an extra year of eligibility because of COVID year, so he's essentially like a fifth-year senior, probably like a sixth-year senior, but whatever. So he, in that run to the national championship, had one of the most, to us, famous passes in UVA history.
Okay.
It's against Purdue. It was the Elite Eight round. Diakite hits it out. He gets it on the backcourt, throws it up back to Diakite. He hits it, goes to overtime. So he's the reason why they won a national championship. Because if he didn't have a great pass in the Elite Eight, they would never have won the national championship. And then to have his last play for the University of Virginia be the most infamous pass in probably our history is really, really tough for that guy. I feel for him, but also I was really mad at him at the same time.
I hope that someone says what Emily just said to him yesterday. Listen, we remember the other one too. We remember the one.
It's going to take us a while
that led to the national championship.
Like,
to make
thank
us
you,
think
PA.
Of it first.
Yeah, it's going
to might take a couple years, but you did do this.
Or never, but at least it's on the list. At least it'll be second.
Good luck playing in Europe. You'll be fine.
I kind of figured out what he was doing.
Okay.
So I mentioned this, that you could not have watched any of the games yesterday without seeing that. When they get one of those highlights, that they're going to show it 188 times,
of course,
for the rest of the weekend. I don't think he even saw the dude at half court. I think he was just looking at the guy. There was one guy all the way at the end of the court, which, by the way to help your guy out who's sitting in the baseline, trapped in a corner. And he's like, I'm just going to go 90 feet away from the basket. I think he just didn't see him. And then once he threw it, it was like a safety just sitting there saying, why are you throwing the ball directly to me? And then it all kind of
It's very Jacoby Myers-like. It's very much reminiscent of that Patriots thing that happened where Jacoby Myers passes it back. It's intercepted by the Raiders player, and the Raiders player gets an interception, or the pick six.
All right, you guys ready for this? And
nope.
This is not me stepping and enjoying your misery. But what we saw yesterday is what makes this stuff fun, because you have no idea what's going to happen.
Yep.
That these guys that are playing these games are young players, a lot of times inexperienced players.
Mm-hmm.
They are immature in the sense that they don't have a ton of life experience for really incredibly high pressure moments. And the kid panicked. and he just threw the ball up in the air. And the second that ball went up in the air, you're like, they're going to lose. Like, the ball had just left his fingertips. You're like,
yeah, and you already knew?
This is how these plays start, with just a really bad decision in a panicky moment where you just kind of throw it up for grabs. And while every Virginia fan, it's just a punch in the gut. For everyone that doesn't have skin in the game,
you're like, whoa, that's crazy.
What makes the tournament the tournament. Yeah. That's what makes us turn this stuff on, because that's going to happen again to somebody today. That's what makes
maybe
it
Baylor?
Fun. Maybe Baylor. That, look, the Gauchos have their hands full today. They got a lottery pick on the other team. The Gauchos are a Big West team, and that means a certain thing. But it could happen. And it just takes
and it just has
a
to happen
decision.
For one game, and it has to happen one collapse, and it just, you got to be in the game by the time it's halftime. Like, it's just all these things can line up because it's just one single game. The other thing, too, I think that's kind of fascinating what you just said. It's not just that a shot like that can go up. It's also, that's a program I'm familiar with. That's a program that I have no idea, and I have what do you mean they're a college in Georgia or whatever it is?
South Carolina.
South Carolina, wherever it is, right? I have no idea, right? But just kind of paying attention, it's that small of a school where all of a sudden, what do you mean they're taking out one of the programs that we absolutely
won a
national championship X amount of years ago? That whole combination is
it's an ACC team that recently won a national championship. That's pretty darn good.
Yeah,
that's pretty darn
good. I have
good.
To, as a college basketball fan, really define blue blood. There are very few teams.
So you're talking UCLA, Kentucky, Indiana, Carolina, Duke? Are there only like five or
they
six?
They have to have the color blue in them. But yeah.
Well, no, stop.
But I'm saying UVA was in the quote of like the new bloods. They call them that because they don't have the same long history.
I'll sign up for that.
But right now, where I stand, I want Furman to win the national championship. I want them to go all the way.
Slee
and
doesn't.
We'd be like the first ones that get knocked down.
I think Furman should 100%. Have a really good first 4 minutes tomorrow, and then after that, San Diego State take over.
This is the longest that the UCSB logo has been on national TV in the history of the world. That
good logo.
That it's been up there for a good solid 10 minutes is terrific. Seth Davis has us going to the Sweet 16.
That's right.
I hope Seth is right. I don't know what Candace Parker and Jay Wright are having to say about it at the moment.
Just
but,
read some lips.
Yeah, I'm not very good at that.
Baylor by
we'll
27.
See.
She just said that.
Well, maybe. We'll see. We'll see how the Gauchos handle it. They start in 12 minutes. So I think, you know what? Maybe for the better part, until it gets kind of lopsided, I think you should just handle all of the stuff that
I'm all in for UCSB. Come on now.
No, I need to be paying full attention to the television. So you hit all the buttons. And
I'll
you do
call
all the
play-by-play of how you're
there you go.
You of
can,
your
you
emotions.
Can call it out for me.
But other tournament stuff. So USC and Michigan State are tied right now at the half. So they're tied at 34. So USC at one point was down by a lot to Michigan State. So they've come back. So if you're a Trojan fan, you know, that's good for you guys.
They fell behind. They were behind by 12 or 13 right out of the gate.
They're at half right now. They're tied at half right now. And then Kennesaw State and Xavier are also tied at 25 currently.
Go Gauchos. Well, go Gauchos. Coming up 3 minutes, I shouldn't say 3 minutes, 21 minutes from right now. We are pickleballing tomorrow morning, Al.
Yes, sir.
I would assume you did not get home from Yamava yesterday and then immediately head and stick your paddle into the queue at the local courts.
No, that didn't happen. That didn't happen yesterday.
Wasn't a 0% chance, though.
Wasn't zero, but I think from what I've done so far, what did I say? I practiced on Monday.
You've put in some time.
But Monday was the last one. So that was, I don't think we'll see. I don't think I'll get to a court between now and tomorrow. By the way, 24 hours from today, we'll be
right
out
now.
There. And that guy's going to be running his mouth of
El Diablos. Easy money.
Easy money.
Easy money. We have to be the only team that has not practiced together. We've both played. You've played more than I have, but we have not played together. I don't know if our synchronicity will be at an all-time high when we hit the court tomorrow.
I don't think I actually really believe this. I think anybody who has been practicing these last couple of months, everybody's going to be all over the place. Like to just play 5-6 a handful of times and have confidence. Like, oh, now if there's people who've been playing for a year, and I don't know if there's anybody at the station that has done that, but I actually think we'll be fine. The problem is the people we're going to play first. But if we kind of branch out and play anybody from the station, I think we got a shot against anyone from the
that's
station.
That's going to be challenging as well. I'm just saying that we'll see.
We're going to be out so quick in the first round that we might have plenty
likely.
Of time.
Oh, it's not going to be a matter of time. It's going to be a matter of desire.
What if we beat them?
Well, great. Look, if we beat them, I'm going to be walking around.
I'm
going
to run easy money to that dude 90 times. I'm going to say that.
I'm going to be walking around like I invented the game. I'm going to be walking around like I am the equivalent of Abner Doubleday and James Naismith.
If we win, get on my shoulders.
That would not go well for you.
I'm going to put you up. And look, we're going to march through all the other games.
I'm already
saying 1-0.
Hobbled. I don't need you with two splintered femurs if I try to climb on your shoulders. I don't, like, unless you've been doing a lot of leg work in That's the gym. Awesome. Unless you've been...
No, your thigh's by my chin.
Back squatting literally hundreds of pounds, more than 200s of pounds.
Pretty funny.
It's not going to go super well here. Coming out, hang out with us tomorrow in Fountain Valley. We're at Miles Square Park, Agape Pickleball Center. We get started at 10 a.m. We'll have all the TVs out there so you can watch all of the college basketball games. There is a beer garden. There's a kid zone. There's pickleball demos and lessons. There's music. You're going to have a great time. So just come on out and hang out with us. Again, it is the Agape Pickleball Center in Fountain Valley at Miles Square Park. And thanks to Michelob Ultra, Bud Light Seltzer, and Pizza Hut. It should be a great day tomorrow. And look, when it's over, beer garden, basketball.
Hanging out.
That doesn't sound like the worst Chilling. Thing in the world. Big game for the Lakers tonight, Slee. And I don't like to do hyperbole when it comes to, you know, must win, biggest game of the season. But this may be the biggest game of their season tonight against the Dallas Mavericks at Crypto. We'll get into it next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I guess, Slee, if we're just kind of looking at it through the lens of softening the ground for what could be a disappointing or at least less than championship caliber season for the Dodgers that's around the corner, they've just been kind of giving us drips and drabs of bad news all spring long. It continues right now. Dave Roberts said that Tony Gonsolin will not make the opening day roster for the Dodgers due to his left ankle injury. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. He had a little tweak during a PFP drill, pitcher's fielding practice. And I remember saying at the time, that it, not unlike Freddie Freeman, we talked about yesterday, it's one of those things, it's his left ankle, so that's the one that he lands on, right? As a right-handed pitcher, that's the one that's going to strike the ground over and over and over again. And if it's painful and he's compensating for it, it just is that chain that leads to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. The Dodgers are thin, and at least at the start of the season, they're going to be a little thinner in the rotation. And Gonsolin was, from the beginning of the season until he went down, at least they're tied for their best pitcher with Julio Urias. But now Tony Gonsolin, who's incredibly important to what they're going to do, unavailable at the start of the season. Unbelievable.
They've had so many things happen, and why do I feel like the Gonsolin thing? First off, I forgot that Gonsolin had injured himself 2 weeks ago. And I just say that because they've had the latest is Freddie Freeman and his situation. Before that was Gavin Lux, and hey, he's out for the entire year. Then there's the, okay, well, what do you do? How are you going to work the outfield? Is Mookie coming in from second, all this stuff?
Chris Taylor's batting 100. Hasn't gotten an extra base hit.
I'm not kidding. I almost completely forgot that Gonsolin had an issue as well. Can I, listen, this is not, anything can happen. Things change throughout the year. But just right out the gate before it's even game one of a 162 game set, they have so many things that are already going against them. And this is from the moment last season ended, right? The season ended abruptly. Nobody really thought the Padres were going to actually beat the Dodgers in a five-game set. Since that moment, free agency, where some of the other players have gone, they've chosen to go.
Departures,
people, Justin Turner, Trey Turner, all these different players, to where we sit today and just more news on the Dodgers – damn, they're kind of a normal baseball team.
It certainly feels like it. Breaking news on 710 is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for locations and coupons today. And I'm laughing because it just sucks so much. It's just... What the join Dodgers the say that again, Em?
I said, join the club. Yeah, we're all about the great
maybe
day.
This is a little karmic payback for me enjoying yesterday as much as I did it. It could be. But this is what baseball teams deal with. What the Dodgers had dealt with over the last several years, other than the ultimate disappointment at the end, was not normal. You don't have 9 All-Stars in your lineup. You don't have multiple Cy Young Award winners in your pitching rotation. You don't have guys that come out of the minor leagues that no one's expecting things from that are Cy Young contenders. That's not how it typically goes.
You're saying, like, welcome to the real world.
Yeah, this is a cold bucket of water over your head, which is just, this is what happens. You have 2 or 3 really important guys, and you cross your fingers and hope to, you know what, that nothing bad happens to them, and... You know, again, this is not he's done for the year. He has a twisted ankle. It'll heal.
Yeah.
He'll be back. And Freddie Freeman has a hamstring strain. It will heal. He will be back. But it's all of the Gavin Lux is going to take a long time to heal. He's going to miss the entire year. But when you just start stacking these things up, at some point, it's like, my goodness.
It's more about that. It's like, really? This again?
Another one?
I think it's more about that. I you're right. It's not like we're not going to see Gonsolin this season. It's almost symbolic before anything even starts. You get this many things against you before you even play one game.
I'm going to be glass half full guy here for a second because you guys know that's what I really like to be. That's kind of my default setting.
Yeah, I think of optimism. I think of Travis Rogers.
Hey, look, I'm trying hard, okay? I'm trying to turn over a new leaf. Maybe this weird start, Gonsolin's down, Freddie may or may not be ready to go. They say he's going to be ready to go. I'll believe it when I see it. And all of the thinness that we've talked about, right?
Yeah.
That Chris Taylor is struggling, and Jason Hayward, after a hot start, looks like the guy that everyone else said, yeah, you can go play somewhere. He's really cooled off and everything else. Maybe this is the proverbial, no one's looking at us while we're trying to figure it out, and then they actually get going when it matters most, that they'll be most whole when it matters most. Because what the Dodgers have done for the last, I don't know how many seasons in a row, has been get off to, you know, somewhat of a normal start, and then just mash the gas somewhere towards the end of May, early June, and June, July, and August, they just blow everyone out of the water, right? And so by the time you get to September and October, they really haven't played a lot of meaningful baseball, or they have all these great players. Maybe the opposite of, hey, look, we're going to have to find a way to stay in this for a while till we get all of our guys back, till guys finally do start to find their groove, to when you get into September, hey, look, we're finally whole for the first time all year. Maybe doing it the backwards way will pay a different dividend.
I can see this happening for the Dodgers. I can see them having a decent season, right, where they're okay. They're not blowing anybody out in the division. They don't have this 7-8 game lead by the time you get to the All-Star break, but they could still be a dangerous team, right?
They
could be just one of those teams that, okay, look, even if they got in because they're in the wild card, does it really matter that much if they got in and they got in through the wild card? That they could be, a lot of those players that you're talking about right now are healthy and ready to go at the right time. It doesn't have to be the exact Dodger way that it's been over the last 9-10 years. It can be... The Nationals found a way.
He's not going to pitch.
The Nationals found a way to get in and do some damage. The Atlanta Braves, the St. Louis Cardinals. Like, there's other teams that have found different ways. You don't have to be the best team in Major League Baseball every single year, but it is just another chip against them that before we even start a game, it's an interesting symbolic theme to a Dodger team that's not accustomed to it.
Here's another piece of silver lining or good news or whatever, you know. Ryan Pepiot is now going to get to pitch in the major leagues on a somewhat regular basis out of the chute. We'll see whether he's of major league quality. He looks like he is, right? You're going to get a guy like Gavin Stone who's made a start here and there and is trying to make this rotation, trying to make this team, and he might get a shot. Go back a couple of years ago, go 2 years before that, the pre-Trevor Bauer era, right? And all of a sudden, it's like, hey, look, we got some guys that are down. We got to get some things figured out. You know who they brought up to kind of just make some starts and get us through the next month or so? It's Dustin May and Tony Gonsolin. Those were the two guys that they said, okay, next up, bring these two guys up. And May was a very highly regarded prospect. May was like the next big thing, right? So big expectations for him, and he lived up to them until he got hurt. Gonsolin was kind of the other guy. Gonsolin was just the guy that was kind of, we'll see. Look, he's getting a little better in the minor leagues. Showed up, and he just was dealing.
Is that exciting to you? That
I'd prefer to have all-stars.
I don't disagree with that, but you're also, so many good players have come up through the Dodgers farm system. And when you have this many questions, it could yield some opportunities for some guys that maybe you and I are not talking about today. That's kind of interesting, right? Like that.
Bobby Miller is their number one pitching prospect, and maybe this accelerates the opportunity for him. We've talked about this a million times.
Fans love their young crop. I'm not saying you can't. I don't want to make it sound like I'm saying that. Oh, just bring up the young guys, and you're not trying to compete. What I'm saying is, that's an exciting breed of baseball when you brought up somebody and that dude is at Dodger Stadium. And everybody's like, I don't know who this guy is, but this guy's amazing so far, whatever it is.
It's one thing when it's, hey, look, let's just throw Walker Buehler out there. He's a kid. He's right out of Vandy. Let's just see what happens and get him ready. It's like, yeah, that looks really good. Let's take it easy. We got plenty right now. We don't need to rush it. Mm. And he just kind of grows into this horse, right? It's another thing when, we need somebody to pitch today. Hey, you, get over here. Mm. That's a little bit of a different thing. And that's not where Pepio is.
Luxury,
that's not where
necessity.
Stone is, but it's one of these. Yeah. Now, instead of, hey, let's just take a look what this is. It's like, let's take a look at what this is. And, oh, by the way, we need to find a way to win this game tonight. Mm. That's an added layer to it.
What's happening on campus right now at UCSB?
Well, no one's in class, I can tell you that. No one is getting ready to go to Music 114. By the way, my favorite class at UCSB, no doubt about it, Music 114. They are at Woodstocks. They are at the places that were
every
popular.
Every campus have a Woodstocks? We had a Woodstocks at San Diego
I think
State.
In California, most of them do. Yeah. But whatever the grad is now is probably loaded. Whatever Javon's is now, that probably loaded. Giovanni's. Like, these are all the places that we used to go. Deja Vu. These are the places with the TV and the $2 pitchers.
Not the Deja Vu I was thinking of. San Diego, it's a little different one.
Oh, is it a different?
A little different. It's a little different.
Is it like Rooster Fish?
No.
Okay. What's your deja vu?
Deja vu is over in Rosecrans area near the sports arena. Let's just say it's probably thriving from midnight to 5 a.m.
Okay.
Something like that.
No, I know what you're talking about. No, it's not one of those. It's not one of those. Let's go to Ontario and Peter. Peter, you're on with Trav and Slee. What's up, Peter?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Great.
Good, man. Thanks.
Hey, I wanted to talk about the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers are in trouble. I mean, they got Gosselin, which gets hurt. He got hurt last year, too. Kershaw misses half the year every year for the last 3 or 4 years. He's done that. We're stuck. Our pitching has really, I mean, Keeney did really good with the Angels yesterday. I know, Travis, you were curious of how he was going to do over there.
You talking about Anderson, you mean?
Anderson, I'm sorry. Yeah. Anderson. He was a really good pitcher for us.
He was.
We didn't even sign him. Our infield is a mess. Muncy's hitting under 200. Taylor's not hitting anything. We're gonna be an 85 win team at the most. To be quite honest, I want to get your guys' take.
Yeah, Peter,
you need 87 again. And Philly had 87 last year.
I think that they are probably a little bit better than the picture that you're painting. I don't think it's 85. I think it's probably closer to 90. But, you know, 85 is not out of the question. Here's the thing, and this is why, despite all of this bad news, despite the Gonsolin setback, Freddie Freeman, all the things that you mentioned, the Dodgers are the best run team in baseball. The Dodgers find ways to find guys. The Dodgers find ways to develop guys. That Tyler Anderson, I hope everybody understands what I'm saying. I'm not saying Tyler Anderson wasn't great for the Dodgers. He was. My point is,
you're giving credit to the Dodgers.
Don't pay him for what you think you can do with another player. Good for Tyler Anderson getting a 3-year deal from the Angels. I hope he pitches well for him. But Tyler Anderson was a very mediocre pitcher prior to being in L.A. He only found this groove in L.A.
What'd they offer him? 19 or something
For one, and the Angels gave him 3. And I would have taken the 3 as well if I were Tyler Anderson. But the Dodgers' track record of developing guys like Anderson, like Muncy, like Taylor, like all of these, Justin Turner, and all of these guys that other teams are like, it's just not really working out. Yeah, no, bring them over here. We think we see something there. Mm. It's not exclusive to just one guy. I trust that they will be able to do that again. I trust that if they think they need to make a move for another pitcher, an outfielder, an infielder, whatever it is, that they'll do it. They have not been cheap. They have not been overly cautious. When they see something they want, they go and get it. They're just not seeing anything they want right now.
Well, and I think, listen, there are, I don't know if you want to call this a gap year, and I don't know what's going to happen between now and the time Shohei Ohtani decides to do whatever he decides to do. They could also, it's not uncommon to not make the playoffs. That happens. You and I keep talking about this. They are in, if you're a Dodger fan, or if you're running the Dodgers, you are literally in a different world than the rest of Major League Baseball. If this year, if that last caller is right, that they win 85 games this year, hypothetically, and they miss the playoffs, welcome to the rest of Major League Baseball.
Right.
I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I don't think you're going to say, well, the Dodgers' run is over, and they're going to be in. They're going to be at the bottom of the cellar for the next 5 years. That ain't happening. Could they have a year where it didn't live up to the expectations that you have built for yourself? That can happen. That's not uncommon, but it doesn't mean the Dodgers organization, doesn't mean the franchise is going anywhere for the next 5 years.
They made the playoffs 10 years in a row. They're very, very likely to make it again this year. Just because this is bad news. Don't get what we're talking about if you're just getting in your car or whatever. Tony Gonsolin is not going to be on the opening day roster because of his ankle injury that he had a couple of weeks ago. It's bad news on top of bad news about other guys. I still fully expect them to make the playoffs. I don't expect them to win 100 games like they have year after year after year. I think they won over 100 3 years in a row. I don't think anybody's ever done that.
106, 105, something like that. 111, yeah.
They're going to be fine. They're going to make the playoffs. And look, if more guys continue to go down, it's a little different. I think they're going to be okay, but it gets a little harder each and every day. All right, back to the Lakers game against the Mavs tonight. Big game for the Lakers. Big game for the Mavs. Big game for everybody in the Western Conference every single night. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What time are we stretching?
What time are we playing, I think, is the more important question.
I want you to be laying down on the pickleball court on our side, and I just have, you're on your stomach, and I'm just stretching one of your knees, and I hear this just groan coming from you. I'm like, he's fine.
My leg would snap off. It's not like I would groan. You'd just be holding a leg in your hand.
I'd just give you a paddle. Yeah. Just stay there.
Not
if it comes
happen.
To you, hit it.
Gauchos behind 4-2 very early in the game. South region in Denver, Colorado. Baylor 4, UCSB
4-0 run right now for Baylor.
It is a 4-0 run. The Gauchos were trying to run out the clock ahead 2-0, mm-hmm. but missed a layup right there. Come on, guys, get the rebound. All right, we'll keep you up to speed on that. I know everybody's as invested as I am. Here's a fun text to get from your wife or significant other that I just got. I don't know. Let's see. 90 seconds or so ago. I'm going to read it verbatim. Here it is. Wells Fargo charge at Walmart. Bulging eyes emoji. $1,200 question mark? No. That we
yep,
no.
Approve it, babe.
Call the bank and make sure that that did not go through because I'm here. I'm not at Walmart. I did not order a $1,200 item at Walmart.com. So that's fun.
Looking up most expensive items at Walmart.
Well, a flat screen's like $200 now. They're
not
that expensive.
Yeah, you need like 9 of them to get to that total.
I heard a story where Shaq, I think, spent one of the most amount of money at a Walmart.
50 G's.
Yeah.
Did he really?
Because he went to like Orlando or something, and then he was like, I had to refurbish my apartment, and so then he spent a whole bunch of money.
Everything at Walmart.
He bought a Walmart. I'll take it.
Yeah.
What do you take?
His
what?
His Amex almost got declined, stuff. And they're like, "Well, I think I'm good for it. I'm Shaquille O'Neal." Yeah.
If you get the Swing and Slide Grand View Twist Wood Swing Set, 2330.
Okay, so,
maybe
we got half a swing set.
Maybe somebody.
It's for that table that she bought, and then you know, it's to take up that space.
She's replacing the table. Yeah, we should score a basket here in this game. By the way, Gaucho's down 6-2, and that's a 3-6-5. All right, we're right back in it.
The swimming pool package is $26.40.
Getting closer. Maybe they got a deal. Maybe they got a deal. Yes.
Walmart had that expensive stuff.
Call the bank, Sue. Get that taken care of. I really don't have time to do it right now. Let's make sure that that happens. Let's try a quick phone call.
Ole, 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 ole.
Getting there, Taylor. We're getting there. 6-5. Rebound the ball. Oh, I can't. Emily, I take it all back from
you. You're
yesterday.
Better off.
I take it all back. Okay, I'm very sorry if the gods are out there saying, oh, you think that was funny yesterday? Well, watch this. Then I deserve whatever I get. I deserve whatever's coming. Oh, yes.
Woo!
Two hands, Lee, to take the lead.
I have SC Michigan State on. I have a commercial on this side.
Down the middle, two-handed, right in that guy's face. No mess with the Gauchos. You know how
face.
This goes. Let's go to Lancaster and Rick. Rick, you're on with Travis Lee. What's up, Rick?
What's up, boys? Hey, I got to agree with you, Trav, just in general. You always say it. Dodgers are the best run organization. So it's time to just trust the farm system. It really, that's the only thing I can think. That's all I wanted, guys. Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks Rick. Rick. I think that's half of it. I think the farm system and what the Dodgers have done in their drafting and developing is second to none. Mm-hmm. They're really good. They're not the only ones that are good at it. Houston's really good at it. Atlanta's really good at it. There are teams that are very, very good at developing their own guys, but the Dodgers are one of those teams. And if they don't have somebody, and let's say, for instance, a shortstop. They clearly do not have a shortstop at high minor league baseball that's ready to step in and fill it. That's why you go get Miguel Rojas. That's why Gavin Lux was going to step in and do that job. If they get to the point where they think that's preventing them from competing for a postseason spot or preventing them from maybe trying to go win a World Series, they'll go get one. They're not afraid of going out and making a deal. We saw it a couple of years ago when they went and said, "And give us Max Scherzer. And by the way, since we're here, why don't you throw Trey Turner into the cart too?"
Right.
They're not afraid of making a deal. So you're right, Rick. There is an opportunity in the minor league system. But if there isn't a player that's ready, they'll go find one in someone else's system that is.
I think both things could be right. You could say that the Dodgers are really well-run organization. I don't think anybody's going to argue that. And you could also have a not-so-great season. That could happen too. You could be a really, really good company and have a down year. You could be a really, really good baseball team or a basketball team or a football team and not make the playoffs, or you're there and you're out before you know it. I will just say about the Dodgers, and I think this is the most consistent thing about them, it's not that they've been in a situation where they haven't had the best record in Major League Baseball. It's not they've been in a situation where they weren't one of the favorites to go in. It's okay that a different narrative plays out this year. And that's why I say that you could still be the best run organization and not have a good year. Those don't have to be exclusive. That could happen. There are a lot of really great organizations that just don't shine at the right time. I think that's happened to the Dodgers. But I think for them, the question is going to be, can you be in the mix this year and kind of start figuring some stuff out as the season progresses?
And I say this to my fellow Dodger fans. No one's going to feel sorry for the fact that our team is having bad luck. No one's going to feel sorry for the fact that our players are missing short periods of time, long periods of time, underperforming, and, you know, say Noah Syndergaard comes in and doesn't have the turnaround that a guy like Tyler in. No one's going to be like, oh, man, they're going to be like, good. It's about time that nothing went your way. And that's just when you're at the top.
You're not the underdog. You've never been the underdog.
Never will be. And never, ever, ever will be. And that's just life as a Dodger fan. Let's try Ruben next. Ruben, you're on with Travis Lee. What's up, Ruben?
Hey, how's it going, guys? It's funny how all these Dodger fans are calling, complaining already about the season, when our worst season is some team's best ever. And we're always like this, and we always end up winning division. We always end up with really stellar years. So I don't get why Dodger fans are crying.
I don't think they are. Yeah, it's kind of funny. I think it's the first time in a long time where there's actually something to talk about with the Dodgers.
You're right.
Be honest with you. Like, there really is. Because most of the times it's, well, how many games are you going to win the division by? And What happens in the postseason? Your bat's going to get hot at the right time. They're going to go cold at the right time. The fact that we can actually have conversations in March about a team that's not guaranteed or a lock to do accomplish whatever it is this year, that actually makes it kind of interesting.
Well, what did I say when they got bounced by the Pods? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I literally have to wait a year before they play another meaningful game. That we know they're going to be really good. They know they're going to do this. You know they're going to do that. And you're right. This season is interesting for reasons that you'd rather it not be interesting, that you're losing guys due to injury and you didn't sign any big name free agency. Yeah. But the Dodgers are going to be in a divisional race, very likely, with San Diego. The Dodgers are, at least for the first time, I think, we're close enough to one more thing going wrong where a playoff bid is not guaranteed. There's a series of events that could happen where, hey, look, it just wasn't our year. Nothing mm-hmm. really broke our way. Mm-hmm. I still think it's going to, but at least it's interesting. I'd prefer 9 All-Stars in the lineup. 4 Cy Young Award winners in the rotation. I liked that
Every
better.
Market would.
I liked that right. better. But it's interesting. Uh-huh. I mean, I'm watching every game anyway. It doesn't really matter to me as far as like turning the TV on, but not knowing, like, are we going to win by 6 or are we going to win by 3 tonight? It's a little bit different. It's a little more interesting, if a little less fun.
You want your squad to obviously win every game, but this is they're more down to earth. How's your squad doing?
We're down 1. Okay. It's 10-9, 14 minutes to go in the first half. Baylor's at the free throw line, shooting the second of 2. The guy for Baylor missed the first. So this is 6 minutes of gameplay, and there's been 19 points, and there's back-to-back missed free throws. This is college basketball. This is a bunch of guys playing very hard, competing like crazy, and missing a bunch of shots.
And not the greatest basketball players. Yeah. SC, by the way, SC down 5, SC down 7, 51-44, 12 minutes to go.
Got a chance to take the lead here. If we can get the lead here and hold on for the next 34 and a half minutes, I think we got a really
good
chance. Where's Dutcher when you need him? Let's go to the four quarters and see if we can hold on. Gauchos take the lead 11.
You know what a relief that probably was for that guy to finally. He was 0 for 3 in the tournament. They hadn't won a tournament game since 2015. Steve Fisher, I think 2017 was Dutcher's first year. And you're expected to win kind of a few of these games, and he was losing? Not good.
Gauchos need to hold the lead for the next 33 minutes and 10 seconds, and then we'll be on to the second round for the first time since 1990, Slee. And we'd have our first win this century. Take that, ESPN.
Will you Will you leave if they win and just start driving up to UCSB with no plan at all?
Good, fine. Have Taylor be your pickleball partner, and I'm just driving.
And the dump coming up next. You're just on your phone.
You hear the tires peeling up. Oh, it will be a party in IV. I can tell you that. If the Gauchos can find a way to pull a big upset, it will be quite a party. Ask Slee coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
First one comes from Travis at LA Live. Should college basketball players be able to hit the rim on a 10-footer? Hashtag Ask Slee.
They're just kids, Trav.
No, they shouldn't.
Come on, Gauchos. That was a very egregious air ball from my guys.
I love like the 8-foot floaters that are 3 feet short. Guys,
I also really love heaves down the court to random nobodies. You know, that's why we love college basketball. It's such a great product.
It's rough. I'm rooting for the Gauchos, but my goodness, this has been difficult.
I see hanging with Michigan State here.
Lakers man 805 writes, a new Mount Rushmore is being made at another USA national park. Okay. Slee is in charge of choosing the four faces. Which four historic figures do you choose to have on the new Mount Rushmore? And it does not have to be sports related. Hashtag Ask Slee.
All right, let's throw a couple musicians in there. At least one. I'm going to put Bob Marley on there.
While he's on my Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, he is from another country.
Okay.
Is it Mount Rushmore?
It's an American thing. They're all American faces.
It's Alan Slee was.
Sure.
Should I read it again?
My parents are from Iraq.
No, I understand, but
I mean, I could kind of create my
own here. USA National Park. But okay, Bob Marley's on there. Go ahead. Sure.
Winston Churchill.
I look forward to Mike Trout being on the Mount Rushmore. Is Bob Marley from Jamaica? Where is he from?
Kingston, Jamaica.
Kingston, Jamaica.
I believe Kingston, Jamaica, okay. But I think so. All right, so are we putting Marley on or no?
It's your Marley. You're right. It's your Mount Rushmore. You can do whatever you'd like.
Who else are we putting on there? Cove's on there.
Okay.
Apparently, he needs a. We got to see his passport too.
Italian.
Who else is on there? I'm going to put one of my favorite actors. I'm going to put Will Ferrell on there. Every movie he's ever played in, I just find as funny as can possibly
be. I like this Mount Rushmore so far.
Very random. It's very random. Who's the fourth one? Help me out here.
Well, you've got the arts in music. You've got sports. You've got another artist in Will Ferrell.
What about a Burning Spear guy? That guy.
No.
Guy Fieri.
No, it's Guy Freddy.
Yeah, thank you. You're right. Guy Freddy.
I'm trying to think of classic mob movie.
De Niro?
I was going to say, can I put De Niro?
Scorsese, too?
I'll go with De Niro. De Niro's my...
De Niro, Kobe, Will Ferrell, and Bob Marley.
Bob Marley. There's the four.
I would love to see, you know, we have talented listeners. I want to see a talented listener do a Photoshop of that.
They'll have it done in 30 minutes. Or 30 seconds, I should say. They can turn that around in a hurry. This is terrific. This is from David SFV, who is a regular contributor to Ask Slee. Why do vampires always have such neat hair when they can't see themselves in the mirror?
That's fantastic.
Isn't that terrific? I love that. Good job, David.
They take care of themselves. It's important for them to groom for whatever the situation is. That's pretty funny. That's a pretty good observation right there.
Trying to think, is it just mirror-related things for vampires, or is it any reflection? Like maybe they can't see the reflection whatsoever.
Okay. It's just they're shunned from seeing their own
maybe
reflection.
Maybe they have a stylist. Maybe they have somebody come in every day and
sit down for a second.
Get the little widow's peak going right here and slick it back and
get some
you're
gel
ready to
in
go
there.
Bite people in the neck for
just
the rest
say,
of the night.
Edward Cullen, who's a million years old, needs to woo high schoolers, so he needs to keep up with the trends in the style. So I think maybe he has a sister that's really good at doing hair. So maybe it's just that they help each other.
They've got a stylist.
There it is.
They've got a stylist for sure. Francis in Glendale. High total. Number of games that AD plays the rest of the regular season or number of push-ups Trav can do?
AD games.
Oh, if AD plays in four games the rest of the way, he wins.
This has more to do with because you have said, I think a couple times we've talked about this. I'm like, Chad, how many push-ups can you do? You're like, I can't do any. I'm like, Chad, no,
I can,
you can do.
It's not zero, but it's 10 would be a struggle. 10 would be
what
a struggle.
What about the knee push-ups?
Well, 10 is...
I can do a bunch of knee push-ups, but...
That still counts.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It's modified push-ups.
No, it doesn't. I'm with Alan.
It's like
one.
A pull-up where you're one
need
foot's
to bend
on
your
the
elbows.
Ground.
If you can just bend your elbows, which, by the way, I could do like two of just bending the elbow. I don't even have to get my chin above the bar.
Well, if there's 12 games left, so if you're saying you could get to 10, then that's a different conversation because I think AD is going to play 10 of the final 12. He plays 10 of the final 12, and you think it's – yeah, I'm going AD. I don't think you're getting to 10.
It'd be close. Like my arms would be shaking hard at like 7.
What if it's
it
like
would be whether I really wanted to push through to those double
what
digits.
What if you got to 10, UCSB wins the game? You're getting 14.
Yeah.
I could get to there at that
motivation.
Point. They're down 8 right now. This is the point, the thing that can't happen, that the team that is the higher seed, and in this case, Baylor's
taking
a 3,
over.
Santa Barbara's a 14, you can't fall behind by 10, 12, 14 points. It's
That's
really
what they
hard
said
to
about
back.
Furman,
Here
Travis.
We go. 3 in the air. Bang.
Eight,
see, this is
eight,
what we do. Now
five,
we're back within 5. There we go.
It's a big
Travis,
shot.
It's a big shot.
I'm actually rooting for UCSB to win because I think that UVA can't be the only 3-14 to lose. So I really want, again, all this stuff to get pushed to the side. So I'm a Gaucho fan for today.
Good. I'll take it.
Arizona helped you yesterday.
The bandwagon is wide open. You can sit right next to me. We'll welcome you with open arms. Brian writes, if you could know the truth behind any mystery or secret, what would it be?
The government files, what did we do this a couple days ago when Mace was talking about coast to coast and
the conspiracy theory things.
Yeah, the conspiracy theories. I think the UFO stuff is fascinating to me. Like if there is information in docs that they hold away from us and they don't want us to know, and well, if they found out this, then who knows how people are going to react to it and whatever that is. That's interesting.
It is.
That's kind of a fascinating one for
me.
It
is to just know, is it real or not? Have we made contact? Do we have information that confirms the existence of intelligent life.
And what if that information was, no, it's 100% true. Look at it. We got this, this. Look at this. We got these photos that we could show you. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool to know.
That'd be great. The other one, that, and it's not like a specific thing, but if you could know like the level of, I don't know the best word, like espionage we have going on other places. Like we have this guy in this place in this government. Like that would be just to know, right? Like we have a guy on the inside in Russia or wherever it is. I think that would be a really interesting thing to know. On the same idea.
By the way, Francis in Glendale says, Trav, low-key bought two cases of 2023 Topps baseball cards at Walmart.
Cost you $1,200. That's a lot of money. Keep the music going, Taylor, the Art Bell music, because this goes there too. Which would you rather discover? It's from John in Huntington Beach. Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster? Hashtag Ask Slee. You get to confirm the existence of one or the other. Which one do you want to be known for?
I think Bigfoot.
I think so too. Why? Why do you say that?
I like going to the woods. I like camping out there. And if I could have some
that
real...
Would you want to go there less?
What if
he's chill?
What if the guy wanted a hot dog? What if guy wanted a hot dog?
What if he's like super chill?
Unlikely.
What if he's just really shy and that's why he hides?
Bigfoot's got to eat.
And he kind of comes out like,
hey. Hey, my name's...
How are you?
He doesn't eat plants.
And then we have a little bit of a connection because we're both out in the woods. I think I'm going Bigfoot.
My name's Daryl. Nice to meet you.
It's like the Abominable Snowman in
My name's Daryl.
Yeah,
that's a great name. That's an awesome name.
It's kind of an outdoorsy name. Like sure. Daryl likes to hike. Daryl likes his bag of trail mix on his belt.
I'm like, hey, man, I brought some sun chips.
The Loch Ness Monster just seems kind of gross, right? Like slimy. I don't need to be around that. That seems like a little bit too much.
I need to be on land.
This is a good one, considering today is St. Patrick's Day. Capitano Matt. Go Gauchos, Matt. Ole. Green beer, question mark.
I'm good. St. Patrick's Day, that was like a brief phase, and it was basically in college that you actually paid attention to St. Patrick's Day. But, I don't know, do you do anything different? I wouldn't be surprised if Susan has like actual decorations.
We have some St. Patrick's Day decorations in the house for
sure.
Which
is, by the way, if you're celebrating for St. Patrick's Day,
we got it for everything.
You're celebrating for every holiday.
We got Arbor Day,
that has nothing to do with the United States of America either. Go all the way. What's the Independence Day for Mexico? I'm sure she's celebrating for all of them.
Cinco de Mayo.
I'm saying like not every one of them.
Before people get freaked out at me, I know Cinco de Mayo is not Mexican Independence Day. I know that. Okay, just don't send me the tweets. I'm aware. But we do celebrate Cinco de Mayo in the house.
Bastille Day.
Yeah, Bastille. We eat baguettes and brie cheese. One more. LSU Lala says, did Trav agree to play pickleball under the mistaken assumption that he would be eating fried pickles? Hashtag Ask Slee.
No, your journey in pickleball has been very interesting because from the beginning it was, we're going to freaking play. Al, we got to win a round. I need you to get out there and start practicing. And then a month later, it's like, listen, I don't know if my knee is going to hold up. We're going to lose right away. I need you to play 85% of the shots.
All true.
All of that, like what has happened since then? You didn't agree for that, but I think you agreed because you know there's a beer garden.
Well, their fried pickles, by the way, are a sleepy good little appetizer. If they're on a menu somewhere, you really should go and get
spears
the fried pickles.
Spears or coins?
Coins.
For sure.
Spears aren't bad, but here's the thing with the spears, in my estimation. They get a little watery on the inside, right? Because they typically have the seeds from still in there, and there's more of them that when you fry them, the water, the batter kind of steams, and then the water, it gets a little mushy and
watery. And like an onion ring, you can pull the spear out and it's not as good.
Yes.
You know?
So
you need the small
coins.
One.
Coins, and then with a little bit of like a Cajun kind of dipping sauce, a little that's very, very hard to beat. You're gonna not like yourself when I read you this next one, Slee. You ready?
Yeah.
Why was Woj not on the Mount Rushmore?
I read that one.
Hashtag post ass Slee.
Yeah, I thought of that one.
Woj bomb! Woj bomb!
It's a mistake.
Who's coming off? You can take someone off. Who's coming off? You're struggling to find the fourth, so whoever you put on fourth. De Niro? Does De Niro come off?
No, I'll keep De Niro there.
Okay. Farrell?
I hate to do this. I'll take Will off.
Yeah. Okay.
So the guy that went on second came off.
Well, I didn't have him
like
in order.
Like, you just basically scrubbed Abraham Lincoln.
You just make them all Americans.
You just took
Abraham
Lincoln
trying to
Lincoln
fight
off.
All four.
You just make them all Americans, and you take off Marley.
Yeah, well.
No, Marley's got to stay. That's the man... Twice a day.
I picture there's a Mount Rushmore, someone else like that, Steve Garvey in it in like Germany or something. It's just, what the hell is this doing here? This doesn't make any sense.
It's funny.
Gauchos trail by three.
Somebody loves the Daryl name. The Daryl name is just, that's a perfect name.
I have a gift, Slee. 22-19, Baylor ahead, UCSB with about, 8 minutes to go in the first half?
They're hanging around.
This is how you got to do it. You got to hang around a little bit. All right. Gauchos still alive. Lakers still alive. Talk a little bit about what could be their most important game of the season coming up tonight. That's next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.